Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2363. Yes, you can beat your sugar habit. Here's how, by David Cameron Smith with lesmills.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, kind of like an ongoing audiobook. And we have a bunch of shows covering different topics. Check them all out by searching for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. But with that, let's get right to today's post and optimize your life. Yes, you can beat your sugar habit. Here's how, by David Cameron Smith with lesmills.com. Sugar is everywhere. The best guess is that people eat and drink somewhere between 20 and 25 teaspoons of sugar each and every day. Sometimes you'll hear sugar referred to as caloric sweeteners. It is the natural sweetener found in fruit and vegetables, but unless you drink large fruit juices and smoothies every day, most of the sugar in your diet comes from processed foods and drinks. The standout is carbonated or fizzy drinks, where just a large can or small bottle will typically contain 10 or more teaspoons of sugar with absolutely no nutritional value. But sugar is added to everything from breakfast cereals to ketchup, and even to savory sauces and snacks. As part of a lifestyle involving little physical activity and an abundance of other energy-loaded foods, sugar is just one factor that may be leading to the global obesity epidemic. It's not the only factor contributing to weight gain, but it is a contributor that can largely be avoided. Given its prevalence in modern diets and its proven health risks, we need to ask, how dangerous is sugar in and of itself? The latest science of sugar is complex, and there are divided opinions about its innate health effects. Chemically, sugar, or sucrose, is one molecule of glucose joined to one molecule of fructose. What is agreed is that biochemically, glucose and fructose are different. Just how different is a hot debate in biochemistry circles. Chemically, glucose and fructose are identical, except glucose is a 6-carbon ring and fructose is a 5-carbon ring. Glucose and fructose are taken up largely by the liver. Once there, the 5-carbon ring of fructose is converted into a 6-carbon ring, forming glucose. One side of the scientific debate says this is the end of the story. So the health effects, if there are any, are a consequence of too much sugar because it's a form of simple calories and not enough of everything else required for health, including dietary fiber, proteins, vitamins, and minerals. But the other side of the scientific debate suggests there's more to the story because of what happens during the conversion of fructose to glucose. This is not a straightforward metabolic reaction, and free radicals, which are dangerous reactive oxygen compounds, including bleach, which can damage cells, are generated in the process. It's thought this may trigger inflammation in the liver. One of the key underlying disturbances important in the development of heart disease and diabetes is inflammation. Whether fructose actually causes these diseases is at the center of the scientific debate. Irrespective of how dangerous fructose turns out to be, no one disagrees that having too much sugar in your diet is a bad thing. So that leads to the next question. Is sugar truly addictive? There's little doubt that sugar can provide a wonderful buzz, so much so for some people that it is a hard habit to break. it can take tremendous self-discipline to fight the siren call of sweet delights. This power can be explained by sugar's double appeal. The first involves our biology. Humans have evolved to love sweetness, since it's a sign that the fruit is ripe and full of calories. It's so powerful that we worked out how to manage bees and avoid being stung to enjoy honey. In the modern developed world, the need to select high-calorie sweet foods to survive is redundant. But the same biological drivers are still at work, and the processed food industry has evolved to meet those appetites, which is the other powerful appeal exerted by sugar. The combination of ancient biology and modern food technology is what has you coming back again and again, one nibble, bite, or gulp at a time. But this is not the same thing as an addiction. There is no evidence that sugar is an addictive substance. Unlike genuinely addictive chemicals, there's no chemical rush or short-lived euphoria. The sugar buzz is all in the taste and the momentary pleasures of eating. It's largely all gone long before the sugar is digested and the glucose and fructose enter the bloodstream. For sure, a sugar habit is hard to break, but this isn't a chemical addiction. It's a taste sensation you crave. The notion that sugar withdrawal is the root cause of mood swings, headaches, aching joints, and even phobias is not scientifically supported. But my cravings are real, like really real, people will say. It is sometimes suggested that sugar cravings occur to combat falling blood sugar. Sorry to bust this myth too, but there's no evidence that by mid-afternoon, blood sugar levels start to fall, triggering the desperate quest for junk food. It's mainly a mood thing that can trigger those little thoughts of a sweet treat. Maybe it's due to boredom, fatigue, or work overload. Sugar cravings, then, have less to do with biology than with moods and emotions. From depression, loneliness, and boredom to elation and celebration, there is a sugar fix marketed for that. Right from our infant years, sweets form the basis of reward for good behavior. Bad behavior means the opposite, no candy. So it's little surprise we develop powerful emotional and physical cues to sweet foods and drinks. These run deep in our psyches. Can you break the sugar cycle? Yes. It's impossible to go completely sugar-free, and diets promoting the removal of all sugars, processed and natural, are not sustainable in the real world. But it is possible to make practical and long-lasting adjustments that won't have you climbing the walls as you suppress the urge to sneak a snack. 1. Set realistic goals. No one is perfect, so take baby steps in cutting excessive sugar from your daily diet. 2. Choose low sugar foods. There is a range of food choices, and a simple tactic is to substitute one type of food or drink with a low sugar or non-caloric sweetened variety. But this is only a halfway step. It's always better to choose minimally or unprocessed foods. Buy fresh, make it yourself, and enjoy. 3. Be wise to your nibble needs. It's best to eat meals rather than snacks, but if you need to snack, choose the snacks nature provides, fruit or nuts. Even a sweet fruit contains less sugar than a processed food, and it also comes packed with much more goodness, including fiber, vitamins, and minerals. 4. Step away from the snacks. It's often those quiet moments in the kitchen when the urge strikes. The best tactic is not to buy sugary snacks and drinks in the first place, so it's simply not an option. And 5, celebrate wisely. Be mindful of how much you eat and beware of that drink or 3. Alcohol reduces self-inhibition, including the ability to say no to burgers, fries, and pizza. Plus, you're already getting your daily fill of sugar in that beer or wine, even without the nibbles. You just listened to the post titled, Yes, You Can Beat Your Sugar Habit, Here's How, by David Cameron Smith, with lesmills.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I loved all of David's suggestions for breaking the sugar cycle. I would just add one other suggestion. If you do have sugary snacks and drinks in the house, you could, of course, get rid of them by giving them away or hide those foods and drinks. As the saying goes, out of sight, out of mind. Lots of research has found this little trick works. I'll give you an example. A study from Cornell University found that those who left breakfast cereals sitting out on their countertops in plain sight and in a high traffic area in the house weighed 20 pounds more on average when compared to their neighbors that didn't have breakfast cereal sitting out on the countertop. The researchers then looked a bit deeper and found that those who had soda sitting out on their countertops weighed 26 pounds more on average when compared to their neighbors. Still don't believe me? Well, let's think about how, at most retail stores, there are impulse buys when you're at the checkout counter. It was discovered that within just 1 year, Americans spent about $6 billion on these impulse buys. You see it, you buy it. You see it, you eat it. So if we hide it, we may be able to avoid it. All right, that'll do it for the Thursday episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.